On Saturday, Sydney will be awash with colour as the streets prepare for the 48th Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It is expected that thousands of people will assemble across the city from around the world to take place in the Pride Parade that celebrates diversity of queer culture and identity. I asked the CEO of the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Jesse Madison, about all the hard work and preparation that has gone into this big event.
Mardi Gras Parade is the second largest event in New South Wales, second only to the New Year's fireworks. So a lot of work goes into this. We start really the day after the parade the previous year. We get straight back into preparing for the parade for the next year. So we've been working on this for an entire year. And we work with government agencies, with police, with security, with production teams to make this an incredibly safe and joyful event for our entire community. I'm incredibly proud of our team. We're actually quite a small team, but we have so many people who are backing us, who support us and work with us each and every day to make this one of the most incredible events in Australia and around the world.
So this year's theme is Mardi Gras Ecstatica. Sounds like a real celebratory theme. Can we expect a real up-tempo vibe in this year's parade?
We're really hoping that Ecstatica brings the energy, and we're really encouraging everyone in our community to bring that really joyful energy to the parade and extending that out onto the street as well for spectators too. As we were developing this year's season, we were talking to community, like, what is that special sauce that Mardi Gras has? What is that feeling that people get when they start to march up Oxford Street? I mean, I first marched when I was 15, and I had this overwhelming sense of joy and pride. You could actually feel it. You could feel the energy from the crowd. You could feel the sound. If you've ever marched before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we're calling that feeling Ecstatica. And it's all in caps because we want to really push that this is about capturing a joyful energy and the view that that joy is powerful. And our community right now needs to harness that joy as power and say to all those people around the world that don't agree with our community, that push back in our community, that we are a proud, joyful community and we are here and we are celebrating all the progress that we have made and we're marching forward.
So there's going to be a range of floats representing diverse groups. Among the theme floats, there's the fruits from Brazil about the rise of the far right. There's a First Nations float and there's a float about trans pride. What can we expect from the over 160 different floats on display?
So we have floats from across the diversity of our community. That is part of the magic of the parade, is that it's bringing together groups that perhaps don't interact with each other throughout the entire year and puts them all into one space to really show the community that this is who we are, that we exist in all different facets of life. So we've got government organisations that have their pride networks there. We've got sport groups to demonstrate that LGBTQIA plus people exist in sport, but also that we have our own spaces. So if you want to come and play hockey or kickball or football, there are places for you. And that's part of the key message of Mardi Gras, is that we are here, we are queer. So I'm so excited to see, 170 floats. It's going to be absolutely fantastic to see them all marching up. It's going to be a really important moment for our community.
You're expecting, was it about 250,000 people to come into the city? Would that be correct?
That's correct, yes. We managed to fit that many people on Oxford Street and Flinders Street. We have people lining the barriers from really just after lunchtime, and the parade starts around 7:30. I definitely encourage, if you want to get a good seat, and come along early. I know a number of people grab a milk crate and they send them the milk crate. That's an old tradition. They come along, there's so many places to view the parade and just have a good time and celebrate. There's lots of bars that are open down Crown Street as well. The Inner West Council is holding a parade viewing party in Newtown. If you want to stay away from the large crowds, that is more of a relaxed, family-friendly vibe.
Finally, with the Mardi Gras being 48 years old, how do you deal with the challenge of keeping the parade new and contemporary?
So a key part of the Mardi Gras parade is really to pay homage, I guess. 1978. But it has evolved each and every year. We've got new artists coming on board. We've got younger generations getting involved. We've got a new theme every year that our float wraps themselves around. It really is up to the power of the community to determine what exactly the parade looks like. So every year we get applications from all of these floats. We work with them on what their creative ideas are, what message they want to send this year. And we work to ensure that the parade is sending a diverse range of messages to the people who are watching at home or watching on the street. And the aim is that we might change hearts and minds, but we also might make people see themselves for the first time in some of these floats or see a message that they really resonate with and say, I want to be involved in that group. I want to be involved in Mardi Gras. I want to support that group, even if I'm not LGBTQIA+.
The CEO of the Gay Lesbian Mardi Gras, Jesse Madison, speaking to Stephen Hill.